Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Coronavirus 411, the latest COVID-19 info and new hotspots. Just the facts for Tuesday, July 7th, 2020. Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Fauci says we are still knee-deep in the first wave, and we never came back to baseline, and now are surging back up. There have been nearly 300,000 cases recorded in the first week of July. Arizona has crossed the 100,000 mark. Despite a rise in cases, Florida has mandated that schools reopen for in-person classes in the fall. A number of members of the California State Assembly tested positive for COVID-19. They have adjourned until further notice. The mayor of Atlanta, her husband, and one of her children have tested positive. Virginia reported zero virus-related deaths yesterday for the first time in over 3 months. New data released on the Coronavirus Small Business Relief Funds shows that a considerable share of the money went to chains owned by large investment firms, reports the Washington Post. Maryland-based Novavax received a $1.6 billion contract from the U.S. government as part of Operation Warp Speed. It's for development and for the U.S. to secure 100 million doses of the as-yet-unproven vaccine, which is currently in Phase 1 clinical trials. New Jersey-based Regeneron announced that they will begin Phase 2-3 clinical trials for their vaccine, described as a double antibody cocktail to both treat and prevent infection. The trials will work with nearly 150 sites in the U.S., Brazil, Chile, and Mexico. Initial data is expected in late summer. The entire city of Melbourne in Victoria, Australia, is back under a 6-week lockdown, affecting nearly 5 million people. Previously, the lockdown only applied to specific neighborhoods and buildings. Iran has mandated face masks to be worn in public. Hong Kong will require airline crew members to take a COVID-19 test when they arrive. Vietnam's final coronavirus ICU patient was released. The country has no recorded deaths from the virus. The locations of hotspots and U.S. and country diagnoses in a moment. On the latest edition of Vaccine 411, this U.S. drug manufacturer is leading the vaccine race and just raked in over $1 billion without a vaccine. Stay up to date with the race for a COVID-19 vaccine by subscribing to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast. Hotspots in the U.S. displaying faster rates of growth as of July 6th, according to the New York Times. U.S. Virgin Islands, Bristol Bay Borough, Alaska, Macon County, Tennessee, Victoria, Nueces, Grimes, McLennan, Navarro, Jefferson, and Duval County, Texas, Marin and Thurston County, Nebraska, Calcasieu County, Louisiana, Escambia and Osceola County, Florida, Mellor County, Oregon. Globally, Kazakhstan, Australia, Luxembourg, West Bank and Gaza, Croatia, Equatorial Guinea, Slovenia, Montenegro, Namibia, and Botswana. There have been 2,938,625 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the United States and 130,306 deaths. There were 47,362 new cases reported in the last 24 hours. The 10 states with the highest case counts: New York, 402,338. California, 277,869. Texas, 209,319. Florida, 206,439. New Jersey, 175,467. Illinois, 149,428. Massachusetts, 110,137. Arizona, 101,542. Pennsylvania, 95,187. Georgia, 91,015. The five countries with the largest daily increases for July 6th, according to the WHO. Brazil, 37,923. India, 24,248. South Africa, 8,773. Mexico, 6,914. Russia, 6,611. The 10 countries with the highest overall case counts. Brazil, 1,623,284. India, 719,664. Russia, 693,215. Peru, 305,703. Chile, 298,557. United Kingdom, 287,291. Mexico, 261,750. Spain, 251,789. Iran, 245,688. Italy, 241,819. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Coronavirus 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Coronavirus 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.